Chala Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tmura Bavli Daf Base. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Aleph at the beginning of the new Perek, Peris Chutz La'aretz. Peris Chutz La'aretz, Shenichnasu La'aretz Chayovim B'Chala. Produce of Chutz La'aretz that entered to Eretz Yisrael becomes obligated in Chala. Yotze Mikan L'Shem L'Sham, V'Bleze B'Chayev V'Mikiru Paita. If they went from here, Eretz Yisrael, to their Chutz La'aretz, Rav Lezer obligates and the Rekiva exempts. Of Chutz La'aretz Shibar B'Sfina La'aretz Chayev B'Maisus V'Shvi'is. Earth of Chutz La'aretz that comes in a boat to Eretz Yisrael is obligated in Masus and in Shmita. Amar Rav Yehuda Ein Masavis Manchas Sfina Gosheshes. When is the case of Rav Yehuda? When the boat is Gosheshes, which means it touches the bottom of the riverbed. Some say it's less than 10 trochim above the ground. Isa shenilosha b'mei peiris chayeves b'chala v'ne'echeles yadayim seyoves. A dough kneaded with fruit juice is obligated in chala, and it may be eaten with tummy hands, and it does not receive tumma. Ha'isha yosheves v'kreitza chalasa aruma b'vnei shehi yochele lechseis es adzma aval loi shisei ha'ish. A woman may sit and separate chala with a brocha when naked, because she can cover her elbow when she squats, but a man cannot. And the Gemara says, peiris chutz la'aretz chulei. The Gemara brings the first part of the Mishnah, that the produce of Chutz La'aretz that's brought to Eretz Yisrael is obligated in Chala. Siv, the Pasuk says, Ela Oret Hashani Mevi Eschem Shoma, Shoma Atem Chayovim, Ein Atem Chayovim Chutz La'aretz. It's written in the Pasuk, Bamidbar Tetzvav Pasuk Yudches, to the land that I will bring you to over there. So there in Eretz Yisrael you're obligated in Chala, but you're not obligated in Chutz La'aretz. Tani zu divrei Rabbi Meir, aval divrei Rabbi Yehuda, peiros chutz la'aretz shenichnas la'aretz, Rabbi Elazar poter, Rabbi Akiva mechayev. Rabbi Elazar says this is Rabbi Meir's opinion, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, produce of chutz la'aretz that came to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Elazar exempts and Rabbi Akiva obligates. My time with Rabbi Elazar, lechem ha'aretz loy lechem chutz la'aretz. What's Rabbi Elazar's reason? The pasuk says, there, pasuk Yotef, it says lechem ha'aretz and not bread of chutz la'aretz. My time with the Bekiva, El Aoret Hashani Meri Eschem Shama, Shama Atem Chayovim, Ben Beperis Haoret, Ben Beperis Chutz La'aretz. What's the Bekiva source? It's that prophet we quoted before, to the land I will bring you there. There you're obligated both in the produce of Eretz Yisrael and the produce of Chutz La'aretz. Ma'am Makai Rabbi Eliezer, time of the Bekiva, how does the Blazer understand the prophet of Rabbi Akiva? El Aoret Hashani Meri Eschem Shama, should say, Beperis Haaretz. He answers with that pasuk again, that which I bring you to there, means you're obligated in the produce of that land. Chavraya b'shem b'vlaza, Rabbi Abba b'shem b'vlaza, Rabbi Abba b'shem b'shem b'lokish, kach meishu b'kiva es b'vlaza, inat moideli b'shar shenichasu yisol la'aretz, and marzu kamachim, should say, ubetekos, shen chayov mechala, Olav gidulei p'tur hein v'hu mekabel minei. The Talmidim quoting Rabbi Elazar and the Abba quoting Rabbi Elazar and the Bilal quoting Rabbi Yishaki said that this is how Rabbi Akiva answered Rabbi Elazar. Do you not agree with me that when the Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael and found flour and dough there, they were obligated in challah? Do they not grow in a state of exemption? And similarly, the produce of Chutz La'aretz that entered Eretz Yisrael are obligated even though they grew in a state of exemption. The Belezer accepted this. Amar Yosi Tamehini, Eicha Rekiva Moisev Esa Belezer Behu Mekabel Minei. Taman Ad Shalei Nechasu La Lemafriya Yoshu. Rabbi Yosi says, I'm very surprised that Rabbi Akiva asked this to Rabbi Elazar and he accepted it. There, before they entered it, as if they grew in a state of Chiyav, because they surely inherited it retroactively. Damer of Huna b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman lezorcha eten en ksiv kan ela lezorcha nosati kvar nosati. Rav Huna quoting Rav Shmuel bar Nachman said, it doesn't say I shall give to your offspring, but rather I have given to your offspring. It's as if Hashem already gave it from the time of the bris ben Avraham with Avraham Avinu. Damer kam Rav Akiva time of the Belezer. So now how does Rav Akiva understand the Belezer's verse? Lechem ha'aretz b'sfina shenichas la'aretz. Lechem ha'aretz, bread of the land, teaches about a dough being baked in a boat entering the land. If it faces if its face formed a crust from the string, which is the line connecting Turi Amnon and Nachal Mitzrayim, and within and closer, inside from there, inside the Eretz Yisrael, this area is considered part of Eretz Yisrael in the waters there. It's obligated if it's crusted from the string and outside, then it's exempt. Adatu v'kiva he svinta he ises agoy he hechnasasam shakol hilech acha kema b'tano. According to Rav, the same applies to a dough being baked in a boat or of a Gentile or traveling on the ground and entering the land. It all depends on the location and ownership of the time when it's face crusted. Moedim chachamim lo v'kiva hechnasasam la'aret shakol hilech acha kema b'tano. The Chachamim agree to Rabbi Kiva that when Bnei Yisrael enter the land, it all depends on the time of the crusting in the oven. We know this from Rabbi Kiva's challenge to Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Leza accepting it.